This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Free Talk Live. It's Free Talk Live. You can bring up whatever you want. Just dial in toll free and take control of the airwaves here. The number for you is 855-453. That's 855-450-3733. We've also got the Discord on-air call-in line rooms over at discord.lrn.fm. There are several rooms there. You can join any one of them. We'll spot you in there and then join you in the room, and then you'll sound like you're almost sitting here in the studio with us. And the us in the studio is me, Ian.
Michael.
And Mark.
Coming up tonight, you can bring up anything, but Mark, you had a story to start things out about a classic tune, a golden oldie.
Yeah, standard is what would be called in the business, right?
And it's causing some controversy.
It's a holiday standard.
It's causing controversy.
Yes, it is.
All right.
Well, it's been causing controversy for some time.
After decades.
The song is Baby, It's Cold Outside.
Okay.
Are you familiar with it?
Is that Nat King Cole? Who sings that? I don't know.
Just about everybody at this point has sang this song. It's I don't know which one gets the most plays, but it's pretty common. I've heard several different versions of it. And, well, let's read the article here from Inquisitor.com. A Cleveland radio station has nixed the popular holiday classic, Baby It's Cold Outside, from its rotation. After listeners complained that the song was inappropriate.
How many listeners? That's what I want to know.
Were they even listeners?
That's another good question.
Because, at this point, there's this there's this feminist agenda out there, right? And, look, I don't want to pigeonhole people or anything like that, but, this seems to be the shtick. And it has to do with this particular song because I think date rape.
Date rape?
Is that what they actually say?
Pressuring a woman into sex, essentially, is the idea. I've heard a rebuttal to this is that if it's time appropriate, if it's era appropriate, that this made a lot of sense. And I tend to think it does make a lot of sense as far as era appropriate situation. I don't know. I didn't think about the song much other than just some guy trying to convince his girlfriend that, maybe she should stick around and perhaps fool around. And it didn't ever feel to me like she was being, molested or whatever. But
there appear to be women who have sang the song.
Yes, lots of them.
Does that mean they support molestation?
It doesn't make a difference because they don't have the opinion that this group has. This is like the group of people that wanted to vote for Hillary Clinton because it's time for a woman to be president. However, those same group of people did not vote for Sarah Palin because it was time for a woman to be vice president. It is this position that is just hypocritical. Saying that it somehow has to do with a gender. It doesn't. It has to do with a political
ideology.
Agenda. Yeah.
Agenda. Yeah.
Right. And the agenda is... Go ahead.
This is Dean Martin's rendition.
That's the one I'm familiar with. Yeah.
But baby, it's cold outside. But baby, it's cold outside.
Remember when people could sing?
Been hoping that you...
They don't have to be auto-tuned.
Was that auto-tune? Yeah. Auto-tune ruined music.
Yeah.
He's talking about holding hands.
He's drunk.
He's talking about holding hands.
Yeah.
This is not...
Well,
listen. I mean, this is not molestation.
Give it time. It gets a little more...
He's going to get there.
I've got the lyrics here as well. But go ahead with more what started this.
What I would say is the agenda is and look, you get whatever you get from the song, that's fine. But there is an underlying agenda. And it may not be held by everybody who dislikes this song, but an underlying agenda is essentially men are bad. There's toxic masculinity out there, and by that I mean all things to do with men. Men, or as I prefer to call them, rapey rapers. are bad, evil things. Their sexuality is disgusting. Women are brave and strong and true, and their sexuality is exciting and pure. Like, it's just, it's this weird thing. We're both the same species, people. And yes, there's good behavior, there's bad behavior.
And I'm not even sure that this song, I'm just kind of glancing through the lyrics here, I'm not even sure it necessarily needs to be sung by a man in the lead role. There's, you know, he's referring to the singer is referring to the other person as baby.
Yeah.
But that could be a term that a woman calls a man.
I mean, yeah, you could go either gender. I've been looking at the lyrics here. Yeah. Either gender could do either part of this song.
It's about somebody who wants his lover to stay,
right?
Basically,
because the
or
snow is up to your knees out there.
Yeah. It's cold outside.
Right. And
it's slip and fall. You know,
there you go.
Yourself.
That's it, right? I mean, you know.
You might die in a snowbank.
But do you see how a man singing this, the interpretation would be entirely different with a man singing it versus with a woman singing it. And the reason is we have been socialized our whole lives to be disgusted by male sexuality and, you know, just delighted by female sexuality.
I want to hear more from this.
Lots of radio stations around the country play the round-the-clock Christmas music this time of year.
And usually it means your radio station is going to flip formats. If you hear
it
a station,
always mean that.
It doesn't always mean that. But if you hear a station go Christmas, there's a chance they're not coming back with whatever format they've already been.
And they probably will tweak their format anyway.
Mm-hmm.
They should be. That's the time of year to do it. WDOK in Cleveland is no exception. However, as you've probably realized by now, a lot of the Christmas songs that wind up on playlists this season aren't actually about Christmas. Jingle Bells, Sleigh Ride, Winter Wonderland, and a host of others are about winter and don't mention Christmas at all. Fine. Joining that list is Baby, It's Cold Outside. The song, written in 1944, doesn't mention Christmas, but does delve into the realities of winter, such as dealing with knee-deep snow. However, if you listen to the lyrics closely, you can see that there's more going on than just a back and forth between a female vocalist and a male vocalist complaining about winter weather. However, it's a conversation between a man who's trying to convince the woman to stay over protestations of the woman who wants to go home. This is the no is no sort of thing. You're teaching young men that no means something other than no. And yes, young men have been taught that, you know, my whole life, I remember The Graduate with Dustin Hoffman beating on the glass during someone's
wedding.
Yeah. Beating on the glass going, Elaine, Elaine. And this crazy lady leaves her, the fiance at the altar and goes with this lunatic at the church. Right? Like, this is a bad idea, people. But it was portrayed as a good idea.
It's romantic.
Whatever it is. And I can only presume.
Also insane, right? Like, if you did that at somebody's wedding, you'd probably get into a fight or get arrested.
Get a fight, arrest. You'd have the cops called on you at least.
I should hope so. But what it shows is that I would say this, that for as many men as were convinced it was a good idea to beat on glass, that many women were convinced that it is a romantic notion that a man would come and beat on glass in order to stop her wedding.
There are still one or two that think that today.
I'm sure. I'm absolutely sure. Another point I would make is things have changed. I'm presuming things have changed. When I was young, you didn't ask to kiss somebody. It just wasn't done. You just attempted. You either got the...
She turns away or not.
The turn-cheek thing, or you don't.
Yeah.
And, I mean, you know, somebody, you get kissed on the cheek, well, I don't think there's a capital offense that has been committed here. But nonetheless, this is what...
Wait, that's not sexual assault?
This I suspect it is these days, only if done by a man. You know, but you just tried. Now, I think today they're much more likely to ask, may I kiss you, m'lady, or whatever the hell they're going to say. I have no clue. You know, I don't have to ask my wife, thank goodness.
Would you like me to kiss you?
Well, now that's a lame statement. Would
you like
me?
I
would like to. I want to assert something here. Mm. I'm not going to do it because you want me to do it. I'm going to do it because I want to do it. And that's I think that's a much stronger position from which to come.
We got more coming up here on this apparently controversy over a classic Christmas tune. Classic holiday tune, Baby It's Cold Outside, being banned from at least one radio station in Cleveland, WDOK. Cleveland's better music, according to their promo tag thing here. CBS Radio, owner of the station. More coming up here, and your calls and thoughts are welcome. Is there anybody who actually feels strongly about this? Like, who are these people that called in, that organized the call-in campaign to take down this song from this station? More coming up here in moments. 855-450-FREE, like freedom.
Ike was such a sweet, lovable animal, and people would want to pet him, and they'd come up, and they'd get close to him, and it would be this instant, oh, my dad didn't want to touch him. It's like, ooh, get the stinky dog away from me.
Even after we'd give her a bath, she would still stink.
Very stinky, both bad breath and bad gas.
I asked the vet, and he said, some dogs are just stinky.
Does your dog itch, scratch, stink, or shed like crazy? Come to Dynavite for help.
DINOVITE.com.
The omega-3 fatty acids.
Flaxseed, zinc, alfalfa.
The digestive enzymes that are cooked out of regular dog food.
The ingredients convinced me that it was definitely worth trying. After about a week, he started smelling normal. My husband and I were really kind of astonished.
Dynavite is nutrition.
859-428-1000.
DINOVITE.com.
Are you a cryptocurrency advocate? The Crypto Tip is the ideal outreach tool to help new people discover cryptocurrency. It's a printable business card size tip that you can give to service providers, preferably in addition to a good cash tip. When the server scans the QR code, it'll bring up an explanation of cryptocurrency, how to install a wallet, and allow them to claim the tip. If they don't claim the crypto, you get your tip refunded to you after a time period you specify. Plus, if they do claim the tip, you get an email alert. Create as many tips as you want at cryptotip.org. That's cryptotip.org.
Do you operate a retail business and are looking for a solution for point-of-sale cryptocurrency acceptance? It's never been easier thanks to AnyPay.global. There's no paperwork or approval process to open an account. If you already have a tablet at your cash register, you're almost done. Just sign up at AnyPay.global. Drop your personal crypto wallet addresses in our setup page and then load our app. That's it. You're accepting cryptocurrency like Bitcoin and Dash at your store. Get started now at AnyPay.global. That's AnyPay.global.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live, you dial toll-free if you want to join us here and weigh in on what apparently is a controversy over the classic song, Baby, It's Cold Outside. It's been sung by countless artists. Original songwriter, Frank Losser, L-O-E-S-S-E-R. Of course, a lot of people know the Dean Martin version of it. We were playing just a clip earlier. And apparently the lyrics are offensive to some people who are suggesting that it might be about some sort of sexual, I don't know what they're calling it exactly, because it's just persuasion. It's not molestation. It's not rape. It's just somebody persuading somebody to stay home, to stay with the singer instead of leaving because it's cold outside.
There is a there's a phrase in here that it can be okay. So this is about being triggered for one.
Triggered. Okay.
Triggered. So this whole social justice warrior idea that somehow certain things can trigger people who have had traumatic experiences. Nobody ever asks me whether or not I can handle watching Shawshank Redemption or
'cause you were in prison.
Orange is the New Black or Oz or any variety of prison shows out there. Yeah. I'm expected to suck it up. By the way, Shawshank Redemption does seriously F me up a little bit. Huh. It's a very good movie, and the power dynamics in it are so realistic for me. I'm just like, I'm done. I can't watch this anymore. Thanks. The rest of it is just fantasy, and it's fine. Regardless, going on. This is a trigger warning, and one of the statements in the thing is it's talking about the snow being up to your knees. Well, it says also, what's in that drink? So
that could mean a lot of things.
It sure could. The chances are good. The answer is alcohol.
Right.
Yeah.
I mean, not roofies, right?
In 1944, it was alcohol.
Right. That's, 1944, it absolutely was alcohol. Yeah. I suppose it could be Spanish fly, which was nothing.
I never figured out what Spanish fly was.
It was a marketing gimmick to get young men to buy something in a gas station bathroom.
So is it just a placebo? Or?
Yes.
Okay.
I've never even heard of this.
Spanish Fly was essentially the roofie of its day, but it didn't actually work.
Couldn't work.
Yeah.
Well, that's a disappointment.
Yeah. Well,
I don't know if it is. We can continue the discussion here in moments. Well, let's go to the phones. You can take control of the airwaves. The number here, 855-450-FREE, like freedom. It's Ron in New York, and we'll get back into this controversy over classic song here in a moment. Ron, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian.
Hi, can you hear me?
Hey, good. Yes.
Okay. So, speaking of social justice warriors, in case you guys have not heard, well, you probably heard about it, but Trump just issued a bump stock ban, and now you think the Libertarian Party, the National Libertarian Party, would put out a statement against it, you know, a clear violation of freedom, but instead they chose to put up a post on their official Instagram that doesn't mention it, and they never mentioned anything about the bump stock ban. Instead, they put up a post that says, the state does not have the authority to regulate your gender. And what they're talking about, what they claim, is that Trump suggests that the government should determine somebody's gender at birth. Now, here's the problem with that. Well, obviously, you know, the government shouldn't, you know, regulate that. The problem is what they're talking about was Trump was trying to, and I don't like Trump, obviously, but mm-hmm. he was trying to limit anti-discrimination laws on a national level, which most libertarians agree is probably a good thing since anti-discrimination laws are bad. And even if you're one of the few libertarians that actually agree with anti-discrimination laws, it's hard to deny that anti-discrimination laws on the federal level are unconstitutional. That's the first problem. The second problem is that they chose to talk about this instead of the bump stock ban.
Okay, so you're saying to you, one issue is clearly more important than the other, and that further their interpretation of the one they did address was lackluster.
Well, I'm not surprised that the Libertarian Party came out looking irrelevant and, tone deaf. It's not like they don't pull that off on a regular basis.
Yeah, they do that. They do irrelevant and tone deaf very well.
Yeah.
Well, and then, you know who I blame for this is Nicholas Thorwalk, who treated Tom Woods pretty badly.
This is the, Sarwark is the chairman of the Libertarian Party, I believe, right now.
Yeah, every one of my interactions with Sarwark has been positive, I've got to say. Yeah. I don't know, you know, like I've heard that there's this, this fuss going back and forth, and maybe he's trying to gain some relevance for the party. I don't know, but, Woods also has, for better or for worse, it at times ended up on the bordertarian side of the debate about immigration and that sort of thing. And that's it's a tough one from a libertarian standpoint. Is it property rights? Is it freedom of movement?
Yeah. But I didn't like how he tried to say that Tom Woods was a white nationalist, or Tom Woods was a racist, or Tom Woods was a part of that. Because I don't think Tom
Did he
Woods
say
was
any of those things? Are those the statements he made?
Well, he said that the ideology, and I don't completely agree with Tom Woods on everything, but he was trying to say that the ideologies that Tom Woods agreed with were a gateway drug for white nationalism.
Well, to some extent, I have seen that be the case.
I'm not familiar enough with what Tom Woods' ideologies are.
So he's picking the biggest.
I think he's a paleo libertarian.
He's picking the biggest target on the bordertarian side, right? So for those who don't understand what a bordertarian is, there's a libertarian, and the libertarians have claimed that freedom of movement is more important than national boundaries. The bordertarian,
right, because that's the actual libertarian position, because a libertarian is somebody who opposes the use of aggressive force to achieve your goals, and to have borders means you have to have a border patrol.
The bordertarians take the, well, it doesn't necessarily mean that. The bordertarians take the tenuous position that because people can have borders to their property, and that because HAPA says that everybody in a community can get together, as Hans Hermann HAPA, can get together and decide that a certain group of people could be excluded, or there be some rules for immigration or whatever. And these things are true. Yep. That's all the people in a community could choose to say that. However, if you have one person in a community that chooses to not say that, then your whole system falls apart. So,
right. Good luck getting 100% of people to agree on something.
You could buy a piece of land, then set that out as the charter, and then when people move in, you say, look, this is the charter.
You got to agree to these terms.
That's an HOA. That's what it is.
Homeowners
what
Association.
Homeowners Association.
Which is like a government, but more voluntary, because people are choosing to get involved with it. Well, Ron, I mean, look, what's new? The Libertarian Party for a long time has taken questionable positions, unlibertarian positions.
The Libertarian Party's positions tend to be quite libertarian. It's the candidates they pick for major office, specifically president, which tend to be a bit more mainstream, if one wishes to use that term.
Yeah, it's just a constant series of disappointments from them. Ron, thank you for the call tonight. I appreciate it. Really don't pay any close attention to what they say at all. So everything you told me was news to me, because I have no idea what the Libertarian Party's saying about anything. We're coming up here in moments. You can take control of the airwaves. This is Free Talk Live.
We know you've had Dragon's Breath in the morning, but you've got to experience Dragon's Breath at night. Wolfhill Ammo's Dragon's Breath, an incendiary shotgun round in 12-gauge, 20-gauge, and a 410 with an amazing muzzle flash and a fireball that launches up to 125 yards. Pure fun to shoot. At Wolfhill Ammo, we love shotguns and offer the best specialty shotgun ammo on the market. Visit wolfhillammo.com to see our large selection of specialty shotgun ammo at great prices with flat rate shipping. Wolfhillammo.com.
The United States of Empire is a book that claims the United States is the empire of the world. George Washington had warned us against foreign wars. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left England broken. Its former colony, the U.S., had to save the empire. Was there ever a vote? Who do we fight for? The Deep State began with World War I. The United States of Empire by James Dunn. Available at Amazon Books.
USA Radio News.
Congressional leaders are honoring the late President George H.W. Bush.
the body of the nation's 41st president is lying in state in the U.S. Capitol Rotunda. During a ceremony, Vice President Mike Pence honored the Bush family.
On behalf of the first family and my family and the American people, we offer our deepest sympathies and respects to your family.
Republican Speaker of the House Paul Ryan also addressed the Bush family.
We are profoundly sorry for your loss, and we are honored to celebrate this wonderful life with you.
A fourth soldier who died in a blast in Afghanistan is being identified by Pentagon officials. Army Sergeant Jason Mitchell McCleary died from injuries after a roadside bomb on November 27th. Three other service members were also killed in that explosion. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
The following update is for drivers who pay too much for car insurance due to DUIs, DWIs, tickets, or anything else. Our company specializes in low-cost SR22 auto insurance. We know that mistakes happen and offer free quotes for very affordable auto insurance meant specifically for you, the overpaying high-risk driver. The quote is free and we'll handle the filing so you can start saving money. Call 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. Dial in toll-free and bring up whatever's on your mind. Our number here is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. 855-450-3733. We've also got the Discord on-air call-in line rooms. They're open for you over at discord.lrn.fm. That's our chat server. That's where people are in there chatting with one another, sometimes complaining, sometimes just having a good time and posting fun stuff or whatever. There's different channels in which you can interact with other Free Talk Live listeners at discord.lrn.fm. Freedom's Phoenix is a liberty-oriented news aggregation site. If you want the newest and freshest stories and perspectives on current events from those who value liberty, then freedomsphoenix.com has it. It's their daily dispatch is the best way to stay up to date on science, technology, historical findings, liberty news, government overspending, and the rise of the police state. It's freedoms with an S, phoenix.com. That's freedomsphoenix.com.
I love it. I read their stuff every day and have for years.
It's
the most important news aggregation site out there.
So check them out, freedomsphoenix.com. And as we continue here, just had a caller on the line bemoaning the Libertarian Party and their... to his mind, the lack of relevance of their press release saying they should have focused on what Trump was doing over here,
And I think that freedom-loving people should ask questions about why the federal government is disallowing bump stocks, which it's kind of silly, honestly.
The shooting in Vegas a couple years ago.
Well, with certain guns, you don't even need a bump stock in order to get that sort of rocking motion thing.
Yeah, they got to ban rubber bands.
Yeah,
you can do that with us.
It's true. You could use rubber bands to do it.
With the AK-47 I had at one time, all you had to do was just keep your finger in the trigger guard.
Yeah.
And then pull the gun forward with your other hand, like where you have the hand on the barrel or whatever.
Yeah.
You pull it forward, and it just fires until the magazine's empty.
Right.
That's it. That's all it takes. You don't need a stock or anything like that. So, anyway, if you want to comment, you're welcome to do so. But as I was saying, the Libertarian Party, it's relatively irrelevant. I mean, I don't disagree with their positions on a lot of things. It's the Libertarian Party that brought me into the movement back when they actually had a decent presidential candidate in the name of Harry Brown back in 1996 and 2000, who was an actual, like, good libertarian who could communicate the ideas of liberty. I don't know if I would have been brought on board, but if I were turning 18, you know, in 2012 or something like that, and Gary Johnson... Or in 2008, and Bob Barr was...
Oh, my goodness. Bob Barr put me off the Libertarian Party forever.
Oh, yeah. I resigned, actually, before he was nominated. But you know, seeing the writing on the wall and how bad the Libertarian Party had gotten. And, Mark, you say they generally take libertarian positions. I don't know these days, but I know that in the days of the aughts, they were not taking particularly good...
The party itself?
Yeah, they were not taking particularly good
libertarian...
Correct. The party press releases and such were not particularly impressive as far as their principles were concerned.
The party's platform, if you read it, is gosh darned good.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And that's about all I can say about it. Look, I'm not a libertarian.
Most people don't read platforms, though.
I'm not saying they do.
Yeah. They might see a press release. They might see, you know, an interview on television.
Likely they'll see the interview.
I'm not sure the party reads the platform.
Yeah, I don't know. But it's been a long series of disappointments from the Libertarian Party, which is why I left in 2008, and it was the right move to make. I don't understand why people continue to struggle over controlling this organization when there's really, they're struggling over scraps, basically. It's just a waste of time and effort. That's not to say that I think libertarianism is a waste of time. I'm just saying the Libertarian Party is a waste. Now, I understand the counter-argument's going to be, well, we still going to have a candidate. It's better to have a candidate than
really
not have a candidate.
I love having an option to vote for. And the Libertarians provide me with this. As a Republican, the Libertarians provide me with a liberty-oriented candidate to vote for in the major elections. So if we're talking about statewide, there's 1.4 million people in the state of New Hampshire, and that's a small one. And I know that, well, some 30% or 40% of those people are going to vote. And that's a big number. The statistical likelihood that in a statewide election, my one vote is going to change the outcome is nil. Nil. I mean, it's like
virtually
vanishingly
nil.
Small.
Mm-hmm.
So why would I spend my time dithering about strategically voting and this, that, or the other? Why not just vote for a candidate for the Libertarian Party, for the third party? At the very least, you're at least voting for a third party, which most Americans will say that they want. If you want a third party, ladies and gentlemen, you've got to vote
for
one.
They don't do that.
And your vote on a statewide level, and all elections are – there is no national vote. They're all statewide at the most. The largest election in America is a statewide election because even for a president, you're only voting for the electors. So anyway, if you're voting on a statewide level, your vote is inconsequential. So vote for the third party if you want to have a third party. There's no election at this point in U.S. history that has been decided by your one vote. So stop worrying about it.
Yeah, you're wasting your vote by voting for what you don't want.
It's true.
Let's go to Penguin. He's on the line in Virginia, listening online. Go ahead, Penguin.
Hey, yeah, it's Free Market Penguin, the MLN Discord, FNP, Foxtrot, Mike Papa, calling from Virginia.
Right.
And I was listening to the beginning, the first segment of the show, and I just kind of wanted to comment on that, kind of call you out on the classic song controversy.
Okay.
I'm really familiar with the song. I heard that song a bunch of time. I work retail.
Maybe it's cold outside for those just tuning in.
You work in retail?
A radio station.
I have in the past when I was younger.
Cleveland has apparently banned the song. Now, I wonder if this is actually a stunt on the part of the station, because apparently, Michael, you found on the...
It could possibly be. I found their Facebook page, and they're running a poll. Should we play Baby It's Cold Outside during the holiday season? And 94% say yes, you should play it.
I want to step down real quick, thank all the people working in retail right now. You know, you're going to have to listen to that Christmas music day after day after day.
Thank you for your service.
Weeks, and, you know, you people... Thank you so much.
Sorry, Penguin. Yeah. Go ahead.
It's not an uncontroversial song, but, I mean, it's a classic. But, I mean, the idea, and I'm going to say this, and I said call you out. Look, I'm adopting some language here. But I'm not a feminist in any way. I believe in traditional gender roles, all for it. I think women should be, you know, independent, but support the men and be a good cook and raise the children. I'm not the feminist type. But it's obvious that traditionally men have a level of coercion over women and power over women, especially in a one-on-one situation. Absolutely. I mean, a man and a woman alone, especially think about 1940s, there's not the level of female empowerment. I mean, come on. Now, there's...
what is it? Whether there's female empowerment on a societal kind of concept, what does that have to do with a woman's ability in a private situation to get up and leave? I don't think that you need to have a movement to have the personal empowerment to say no to somebody. Are you saying it was harder for a woman to say no in 1940?
Yeah, well, one thing, the snow is up to her knees, and the male is a... bigger, stronger. Obviously, they're having some alcoholic drinks. I personally don't support drinking of alcohol. And I mean, it's dangerous. You can read between the lines. There is a level of coercion in the male female dynamic, especially back then.
Coercion?
I don't think that applies.
The use of aggressive force.
The power dynamic is all in favor of the man. In that situation, it can be in favor of the man in that situation, and
I don't agree.
I'm not saying that what you're saying isn't true, but what I would say is that A, the woman chose to go to this guy's house in 1944, mm-hmm. presumably for a reason.
Right.
And she's chosen to imbibe alcohol at this guy's house in 1944, presuming all of the social dynamics that you're speaking of. It's not like she walked into this situation, it's not like he clubbed her over the head, drug her in from the street and said, ha-ha, well, it's snowing, you're going to have to stay here.
Right.
And you know what? You know what comes next? You know what comes next, lady?
Right.
So
it's the implication. She wants to leave, and who knows what really is she?
Who knows if she wants to leave? This is the other.
I don't know either. But
it could be a game.
I don't know.
She could be playing hard to get.
Absolutely.
Hold on.
That could happen.
It suggests that there's a power dynamic here that the male holds over the woman. I don't know if I agree with
that. There's always a power dynamic, but you don't know what it is.
There's more coming up here in moments. You can take control of the airwaves and bring up what you want. It is Free Talk Live.
Does your dog itch, scratch, stink, or shed like crazy? Come to Dynavite for help. Order a 90-day supply of Dynavite. Pick up 2 bottles of Lickochops. Get the 3rd bottle free. New improved Lickochops with omega-6, omega-3, vitamin E, and now 6 extra direct-fed microbials. Even better for the digestive tract and immune system. And dogs love it. Try Lickochops. Buy 2, get 1 free. This is Henry Lukasiewicz for Dynavite.
DINOVITE.com.
There are basically 2 types of advertising, direct response and branding. Radio is great for direct response with its low cost to listener ratio, but audio can't be beat for branding, which is a longer term endeavor. You want to be the first thing that someone thinks of when they think about your product or service. If you have a local business that you want kept top of mind in your community, call the station. If you need national reach, Free Talk Live's got around 200 radio stations, millions of monthly listening sessions, can suit all budgets, and if we don't think we're right for you, we'll tell you. Email me, mark@freetalklive.com.
What's in store this holiday at your local Staples?
Giving and receiving.
And receiving some more.
This year, give the job of printing your holiday cards to Staples, and you'll receive big savings.
Because now at Staples, you get 20% off custom holiday cards and invitations. Plus, when you spend $50 on custom printing, you'll receive a $15 print coupon.
So, happy holiday to you.
Staples. There's a whole lot in store this holiday.
Exclusions apply. Valid in-store only. See associate for details. Ends 12/29/18.
I'm Jay Farner, CEO of Quicken Loans, America's premier home purchase lender. We've created a new way to protect you from unpredictable interest rates. Our exclusive Rate Shield approval. First, we lock your interest rate for up to 90 days. Then, if rates go up, your rate stays locked. But if rates go down, your rate drops. Either way, you win. Call us today at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com.
Rate Shield approval only valid on certain 30-year fixed rate loans. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030. Additional conditions or exclusions may apply.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at readytoeatbacon.com. Readytoeatbacon.com.
Normal blood pressure, naturally. How would that make you feel?
I'm Don from New Mexico. January of 2000, I had a heart attack. Then my real health began going downhill. I had high blood pressure, diabetes, poor vision. I wasn't sleeping well. I was a mess.
Don reports dramatic improvements with Heart and Body Extract.
I started taking Heart and Body Extract from within a few days. I started sleeping better. My blood pressure normalized. My diabetes normalized. My sleep improved.
Experience these benefits and more when your body heals itself with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract. Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
And folks, I did not expect this at all. By the 7th, 8th, and 9th day, I saw dramatic improvements from taking Heart and Body Extract.
Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live, dial toll free, bring in whatever you want. Remember here, 855-450-FREE. Talking about something I didn't think we would ever talk about, the apparently controversy over a classic Christmas holiday carol, Baby It's Cold Outside, written by Frank Lusser, performed by a variety of different artists, including women, by the way, who are singers on this particular track. And what some would have us believe right now is that this is an offensive track that is contributing to, I don't know what the exact complaints are here. They're suggesting that this somehow supports rape or something like that, sexual assault. And, Mark, you've got the story from, I don't know, recall
Inquisitor.
Where, Inquisitor, about a radio station in Cleveland that has apparently banned the song, although now they're apparently running a poll on their Facebook page asking if they should ban the song. So I don't know if the poll came before the decision to ban or if the poll came after the decision to ban. But either way, they seem to be milking this particular controversy, so it does make me question as to whether or not the song was truly banned or if this is all just a stunt.
You've been in radio too long.
In order to, well, I mean, is it a legitimate concern?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. In order to garner publicity. I mean, we're talking about a music radio station in Cleveland and what they've decided to do with their playlist.
Yeah.
Ultimately, this isn't, you know, the end of the world either way. The
call
song
letters I have never heard before, too.
Yeah. WDOK.
WDOK. Is that a music station?
It is a music station.
It would have to be.
Better music, they claim. Star 102. Cleveland Star 102. Adult Contemporary is the format. So we're going to get back into that here. Of course, your calls and thoughts are welcome. By the way, thanks to Tyler C., who is a Free Talk Live silver amplifier. That's somebody who values what we do here on Free Talk Live, talking about the ideas of freedom and liberty on 7 nights per week. and values that enough to where Tyler's ponied up $5 per month. So the price of a fancy cup of coffee to help support Free Talk Live, it makes a difference for us. It makes it so we can reach out to new stations, bring on new radio stations to air the ideas of freedom, because we're the only show in all of national syndication at this point that takes the positions that we do. There's
yep.
just nobody else out there. Sadly, the Freedom Fiends are no longer in the radio business, so we're the only one left. And we were the originals, and we're still there. So if you like what we do, then please join the AMP program. You'll get some perks. You get some benefits like the AMP-only podcast, the AMP-only call-in lines. There's also the AMP-only Facebook group. There's special chat rooms on our Discord server for you. Go to amp.freetalklive.com. You can use PayPal. You can use credit card. You can use Bitcoin, BTC, and it makes a big difference for us when you do that. So once again, it's ampamp.freetalklive.com. I did take some time to edit the AMP page over the weekend because it was a little out of date. It needed some tweaking. Like, you know, we used to promise we were going to do after shows when we got to certain AMP levels. Well, we never got there, so we're just doing the after shows anyway.
Yeah,
so
whatever.
I took that perk off the list because we're just doing them for the hell of it because we're having fun.
Perk's already there.
With the Free Talk Live after shows going on Twitch. We're going to do one of those tomorrow night, by the way, at 10 o'clock Eastern at twitch.lrn.fm. But anyway, if you like what we do, please amp the show at ampamp.freetalklive.com. Penguin, back on with us here in Virginia. Go ahead with more of your comments on the controversy on Baby It's Cold Outside, because you sound like you're almost on the side of the critics here on this song.
In some ways I am, and in some ways I'm not on that side of that kind of particular ideology. So basically, I just don't think that we can say for sure that there is an element of coercion, or for sure there isn't. But what I do know is that God has made man and women is different, and man has certain qualities and strengths over a woman. And I've never been a woman, and I don't plan on being a woman at any point. But I do think that from what I've read about women's experiences, that I mean, there is a certain level of coercion that you don't want to provoke a violent response, but you know, it might not be that we don't know. There's not no, but where I
who doesn't want to provoke a violent response from whom?
Well, from a man that would be in a position. So, for example, a position where he has kind of a person who's not completely free to leave the situation that clearly is expressed that they want to, but that may be all a game too, because she's almost obligated socially to protest. That's the problem with free and open
sexuality.
Do you
think that she's still obligated socially, or are we talking about somebody in 1944 that might be obligated socially? Because I'll agree with you of that. I just, as a 47-year-old married man for the last 15 years or however long it's been that I've been married, I have no idea what current dating things are like, but I hear that there's this this app called Tumblr where you just swipe on things and a willing
Tinder.
Sexual...
Tinder.
I'm sorry. The willing
aren't
sexual,
they banning pornography from Tumblr?
Later. Yeah. Willing sexual partners no just show up at your door. I mean, I have no idea.
So, not going to the Tinder era, but I would say very much I would agree with that. That in my younger years, when I was on the dating scene, I mean, if you remove the element of coercion in my generation, which I'm a millennial, so I'm a little older now, but we're not the youngest people anymore. But you remove the element of coercion, and honestly, there's a power imbalance where the power is all in the women's hands. I mean, totally. I totally get that. But that's the problem with free and open sexuality, is that we all draw our lines, our personal boundaries. We're all supposed to be free to draw our personal boundaries and what no really means, when is things affirmed in a different place. And it's all we're all expected to have the positive right that our exact comfort levels are to be respected. And like you said, Mark, before, like, no. I'll say this. There is a certain element of a light coercion in male-female sexuality. But what you said, no woman wants to be asked, may I touch your leg? May I kiss you? May I hold your hand? The absolute
I got to disagree with this idea that there's a power imbalance here. As Mark pointed out, this isn't some dude grabbing a woman by an, you know, by her arm as she's walking down a dark alley and, you know, committing a violent act against her.
No, this song is about a woman who intentionally went over to this guy's house for the express purpose of staying overnight and
or whatever.
We don't know
what her purposes were, but she went there. And if the idea is that men are inherently larger, which is generally true, they have, you know, more upper body strength generally. If that's the idea, and she felt scared by the fact that he was, you know, able to do something physically to her, she probably wouldn't have put herself in that situation in the first place. And further, I'd like to add this, that in relationships, frequently, it is the woman who is using violence against the man. It just doesn't get reported as often.
It's true. Yeah. Free Market Penguin made a great point, and I think that that's worth pointing out, is that there's a lot of layers of complexity here. As presidential candidate Bernie Sanders made clear to us is that women they sexually fantasize about being raped.
this is from the 70s, right?
You read their article. They like the rape, and so when you're dealing with so many women,
just not Johnson.
He's much better than I am. They like being raped. How does a man navigate this dating world when women want to be raped? Right? Like, I don't know.
He said something like that. Yeah,
it was something like that.
Something about three men doing 3 minute one time or something. Yeah,
it's crazy stuff. But, I mean,
I just don't buy it. I don't buy the balance.
I have read, and it doesn't make it true, but I have read that many women fantasize about rape as men fantasize about two sexual partners. And if that's the case, then you're talking about, best I can tell, a lot of women.
Well, the explanation for this has been that because of the sexual kind of atmosphere in the United States with Puritanism and all that, they've been told their whole lives that sex is bad. And so, of course, they want sex because, well, humans are naturally inclined to that sort of thing. But they've been told that they shouldn't want it. And so, therefore, the idea is that if they are raped, that therefore they can't be held responsible for having the sex that they want to have so badly. That's the explanation I've heard from women about
that. That may very well be the truth, but let's not forget that rape is part of procreation in the human and animal world. I mean, that's just it. Is that when I see those roosters doing those chickens, they're not asking pretty please, okay? They're just doing what they want to do, and what appears to be over some protests.
Well, it's not part of it in the human world.
Hogs, on the other hand.
We've moved beyond that.
But the human world spans 200,000 years,
okay.
And there was some raping going on.
Now you're talking
on.
About the history of the human world.
Fine.
Okay.
If I wasn't clear enough, please forgive
me.
Sure,
there was pillaging and burning of villages.
Many of these women out there are the product at some point or another. If one rape occurred in the lineage from 200,000 years, and I assure you
Genghis
it
Khan.
Did, we are all products of rape. Okay? So, yes.
That doesn't make it okay.
I'm not claiming it makes it
okay.
What's
the point?
I'm claiming that, historically, it's in the ledger.
Yeah.
And if whatever... For
yeah, there's a bunch of bad crap that's in the ledger, and the whole point is to rise above it, right?
I should hope so.
To rise above your instincts and all that. Penguin, good call. Thanks for calling with your thoughts on this issue. I appreciate it. We do still have the lyrics here of Baby, It's Cold Outside. I think it's worth looking at these. I mean, if indeed we're supposed to find some sort of evil message here, pro-rape message or something, we should look closer, I guess. Hour number 2 is coming up, and you can weigh in as well. It's Free Talk Live.
Offer not valid in all states or where prohibited by law. Loans are subject to lender approval. See website for details.
Do you need extra cash to buy gifts or just to pay all those extra bills during the holidays? Well, now you can get cash fast this holiday season with a personal loan for up to $5,000 right from your phone or PC at 79cash.com. How fast can you get your cash? Well, with 79cash.com, our lenders can have your cash at your bank account as soon as tomorrow, regardless of your credit history. Just have a checking account and a regular source of income. Go to 79cash.com and you can get the cash loan you need now. So if you need cash fast this holiday season to buy gifts or pay all those extra bills, go to 79cash.com and get the cash you need. Visit 79cash.com. Type www.79cash.com directly into the address bar. That's 79cash.com. 79cash.com. 79cash.com.
Pain in my neck, back, and shoulders has really gotten worse.
Relief for body pain is here with Sunny Bay Heating Pads.
Well, the last thing I want is to take another pill, so what's so good about Sunny Bay Heating Pads?
Sunny Bay Heating Pads, made by Biomed DB Design right here in the USA, come in all sizes. Our extra-large microwavable heating pad for back pain is designed to be large enough to cover your entire back. It's also perfect to wrap around your legs, knees, or shoulder and neck.
But I need to know they're good quality.
Of course. Sunny Bay heating pads and pillows are often an Amazon choice, and it's easy and most affordable when you purchase your Sunny Bay heating pads right from our website, sunshinepillows.com, or call us 253-678-1361.
Hey, a Sunny Bay heating pad
would make a great gift, right?
Yes, and they start at just $19.99, and free shipping is available. So call 253-678-1361 or shop for your Sunny Bay heating pad at sunshinepillows.com.